FFM. We're very privileged to have two awesome Australian icons on the phone, Tim Farris and Kirk Pingilly from INXS. How are you going?
We're good. We're really good. Thank you.
You sound excited.
We are.
You should be excited. You've got a new album out at the moment, Original Sin. Now, tell us about this album. It's kind of, not exactly duets, but you've collaborated with other artists to re-released your songs.
Yeah. It was just an idea that came up, maybe 2 years ago, 18 months ago, and we started off with just one track, working with James Ash, who's from Rogue Traders, and we had such a good time recording it, To Look At You, that we sort of ended up spending, the next sort of 12 months or so after that, putting the album together, and it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, very challenging trying to think of ways of putting these songs together after we've, performed them in their original form, some of them for 20 years or more.
It is 13 years since the death of, not only your friend, but lead singer of the band, Michael Hutchence. You have brought out other stuff since then, but it's kind of been new stuff. Has it been a bit difficult to go through and re-record these older songs with new people?
Sort of. It's one of those things where, it has been 13 years and that's been, and we've been performing a lot of the songs with other people singing anyway, but having done them completely differently sort of changed the whole ball game a bit too, because they're not done the original way. But having said that, by doing that, made us realise what a wonderful singer and songwriter Michael and Andrew really were.
Yeah.
Because changing the songs so dramatically, they've sort of become different animals, but they're still beautiful songs.
You've done some really amazing collaborations. You've got Cab Templey on there, who's the lead singer of Eskimo Joe. He's also from Basement Birds. You've got Rob Thomas, JD Fortune, John Mayer, a stack of other people. How did you come to grab these people, or were they already mates of yours and you went, hey, check this out?
Some of them were mates, I think just when we started the project, we all kind of made individual lists of singers we'd like to approach and singers that we thought would be great on particular songs.
Now, there has been a few sort of slight changes. I know Brandon Flowers was going to do one, but he didn't do one. And Vanessa Amorosi, I spoke to her recently, and she was all excited because she was going to do some collaborations, but they didn't quite make it to the end result. Why was that?
Oh, different reasons. I mean, when you put an album together, you sort of, we come from sort of, I guess, the old school where when you make an album, you think very carefully about the tracks that go on it, and it was really more what fitted together. It's not to say that we won't do something with the tracks that didn't end up on this particular album.
You guys are about to get back into the touring ring. You're doing A Day on the Green at Bowral, which is near us next year, headlining with Train and the Baby Animals. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, Tim and I both have farms down in Kangaroo Valley, so we're kind of locals.
And this is going to be a really different INXS show for us, because we've sort of approached the whole thing by mixing bits off Original Sin, the new album, and the new versions. And we'll be doing old versions of other songs, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just, we're going to, flex our musical muscles a bit. And we're really, really excited about it.
It is at the Centennial Vineyard, so you're going to be sampling some of the wines as well?
Of course.
I probably won't.
But I'm going to sample one for Tim.
Okay. What are you listening to at the moment?
I've been listening to a lot of our stuff, actually. trying to remember the new version. I don't know. I listen to all kinds of stuff all the time. I'm listening to a lot of cello music at the moment.
Mm.
How about you, Kirk?
Yeah, I listen to all sorts of things. I mean, I guess these days I don't really listen to rock music. I kind of prefer music in the background. But then, I listen to the radio a lot in the car as well. So it's kind of a mixture of things, I guess.
Any rituals you do before you head out on stage?
No rituals. We make sure we're clothed.
Yeah,
that would be good.
It can be embarrassing to play naked.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just kind of hang out backstage, and it's always a good vibe backstage, and just always, with the anticipation of getting out there and performing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having a chat with us today, guys. It's been a great pleasure. Tim Farris and Kirk Pingilly